Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning, guys. Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Buzz Rothfield yesterday dropped his top 50 players in the NRL. As you know, we always go through these things live to have a read of them. Personally, I don't do these top 20, top 10, top fucking whatever. I think it's a little bit out there. I think it's impossible to get right. I think you sort of do these things just to get people's reactions, and most of the time it's negative, and that's what they want. They get the clicks off the back of that. I don't tend to do these sort of things, but I will always review these things when they do come out. I think buzzers are normally pretty interesting to have a look at. I know a lot of people don't like buzz. I'm not a huge fan myself either, but he does put out decent content that definitely does engage people. Whether you like it or not, it engages you. So we're going to have a quick look at it. Plenty of people have already messaged me and asked if I could go through the top 50, give my live reaction. I'll probably do the first 25, so from 50 to 25 this morning, and then we will get into the top 25 later today. So looking forward to that. Stay tuned tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning, our interview with Jackson Hastings drops, a real honest chat with a champion fellow. We dropped a little clip last night, the podcast before this one, so you can go back and have a listen to that if you want to get a little sneak preview. This is a podcast you will thoroughly enjoy. He's gonna flip the narrative, Jackson Hastings, I'm telling you. Keep an eye on him. Now let's dive into Buzz Rothfield's top 50 players of 2021. Going to be very interesting. The game has changed a lot over the last 12 months, a heap over the last 18 months, and in the last 5 years, it's been massive. So very interesting to see the sort of guys that get a start here. So number 50, I thought this guy would be in the top 50. I thought he might be a little bit higher. Isaiah Papali'i from the Parramatta Eels. Interesting, and this is how it's moving, how it's changing. We've actually got their Supercoach average aligned with these guys. So very interesting. This is the direction our game is heading. Like it or not, Supercoach is becoming more and more important. More and more people are interested in it. Very Americanized. You'll start to see Supercoach scores and whatnot appearing on the screen during games soon, in my opinion. Good to see. I'm very happy to see that. Let's have a look. Isaiah Papali'i, Buzz says, doubled his season best run meters, almost tripled his best post-contact meters and offloads, and had almost five times more tackle busts. Yep, fair shout. I would have had Isaiah Papali'i definitely in my top 50. Whereabouts, I'm not sure. For each of these guys, you have the option overrated, underrated, or agree. I would probably agree with Isaiah Papali'i. I mean, it's his first season really braining it like this. I would have had him in the top 50 players, but I reckon somewhere from 40 to 50 would have been pretty fair. So I'd go agree. You guys voted 42% agreed with that. 49% said underrated. Being in the top 50 players is still a pretty damn good knock, to be honest with you. Number 49, he's got Ruben Garrick from the Manly Seagulls. Buzz says, scored 334 points last season, second most ever in a season behind El Mazri. His 45 line breaks last season are the most on record. 45 line breaks, that is incredible. Look, the only thing I worry about with Ruben Garrick is that when Tom Trbojevic wasn't on the field, it's like he wasn't there, to be honest with you. But once Turbo was on the field, Ruben Garrick just went to another level. You got to base him off his season. That he had, the vast majority of it was sensational. You don't get lucky and make 45 line breaks. I would have probably had Ruben Garrick in my top 50, but I would have had him around this mark, so I'd probably agree with that. 41% agree, 31% overrated, 28% underrated. Really interesting mix there. I'm not sure if we'll get a much more even character than that. Number 48, we've got AJ from the South Sydney Rabbitohs, Supercoach average of 72. Good God, insane. Now, all of these guys so far, Papali'i, Ruben Garrick, and Alex Johnson, they are new to the rankings, so none of them are in the top 50 last year. Buzz says, became just the third player of all time to score 30 tries in a season. Needs 77 tries to break Ken Irvine's all-time record of 212. He's young enough to get there, no doubt about it. AJ, he's got the potential to break that record. Crazy to think South Sydney weren't going to re-sign this guy 18 months ago. Just crazy to think about that. For AJ, I would have him definitely in the top 50. I'm probably going to say people are going to vote underrated. I probably would have had him a little bit higher than 48, solely because when he wasn't there and Josh Mansell came in, that left edge looked completely different. So credit to AJ. I'm going to vote underrated 33%, 46% agree, 21% overrated. Fair enough. So you guys would have him around the high end 40s. Fair shout. Okay, number 47, Nelson Asofa Solomona. Last year, he came in at 33, so he's dropped about 14 spot in Buzz's things. Buzz says, barnstorming performance in the prelim final, despite Storm's loss, average over 100 metres for a third straight season. Fifth straight season, scoring four or more tries. Had a number of injuries this year and whatnot, Nelson, so I feel a little bit sorry for him. Missed a lot of footy when he was back there. It really took him a while to get back into his game. So do feel sorry for Nelson. I would sort of have him around the 40 mark too as well, so I'd have agree there. 46% agreed with that. Next best was overrated at 32%. Number 46, Api Kurosawa. He's actually down from spot 29, interesting enough, after winning a premiership. This year, had injuries and whatnot again, so sort of derailed his season a little bit. Buzz says, Api ran for 90 metres and made 42 tackles in a scorching grand final performance. Scored a try in his Origin debut, game 3. For Buzz, around 46, I'd probably say that he's underrated to be at 46. I think he should be a little bit higher than that, personally. Api, I think he's a top 3 hooker in our game, and it's such a key position. Most people said agree at 49%, underrated 26%, overrated 25%. Interesting one there, Api at 46. Our next man, number 45, Regan Campbell. Gillard, he is new to the top 50. Almost the standout forward in the premiership in the final series, despite missing the lead-up games, was outstanding the day the Eels almost knocked off Penrith. And yes, Regan Campbell-Gillard, he missed a lot of footy in the back end of the season, but when he played finals footy, he just lit it up. He was their best player on the field. Regan Campbell-Gillard, I know other people probably rate him a little bit higher than what I do, but in the finals, he definitely showed what he could do. I'm not sure where I would sit this. Overrated, underrated, agreed. I'm really not sure. Let's go agreed, I guess. Let's see what you guys think. 44% agree, 38% say overrated. Yeah, so I sort of sit in that sort of category, with all due respect to Regan Campbell-Gillard. And next man, Josh Adokar at 44. He dropped down from 23. Very interesting. Buzz says, equaled his season best. 23 tries despite playing 5 fewer games. Averaged over 110 metres in all 6 seasons. Very interesting that he scored as many tries in his best season when he played 5 less games this year, and he dropped 20-odd spots on Buzz's list. I think that's underrated. I think he's the best winger in the game, if along with Brian Toto, one of those two. But I definitely think Josh Adokar, if he's not the best, he's the second best. 50% of people agree, 28% underrated, 22% overrated. Very interesting for the Fox. 43, Ville Aamikikau. He's gone from number 13 last year to 43 this year. Sort of had a bit of a weird season for Kikau. Sort of went missing at times. But he also did that last year, to be perfectly honest with you. I had him in Supercoach. So I watched him very closely. Buzz says, last season led the Panthers in offloads, 37, had a career best 9 tries, ran for 2,774 metres and 76 tackle busts. Huge threat with the ball. I would probably have this about agreed, to be honest with you. I don't think Ville Aamikikau is in like the top 30 players in our competition. I think he's very close to it. On his best day, he definitely is. But when you look over the entire season, consistency, the minutes you get out of him and everything, I think this is pretty fair. So I would have that as agree. 32% agree. Wow. 54% said overrated. Very interesting there. Our next man is Stephen Crichton. He's down from number 32 last year to 42. Keep in mind, last year he was playing left centre in the strongest edge in rugby league. This year, he ended up on the right wing. Now, he did come up with the biggest play of the grand final in the premiership for them. He also came up with a huge huge plays in the final series, so definitely kept him there and thereabouts. Buzz says, had a career best 3,554 run metres, 7 try assists and 7 line break assists last season. Averaged just under 190 metres in 2021 when playing fullback. When he was at fullback, he was outstanding, no doubt. I probably think he's a little bit underrated, to be honest with you, Stephen Crichton, but I think this is the reality of him moving away from the strong side for the Penrith Panthers. So I would have underrated. You guys, wow, 19% said underrated, overrated 46% and agree 35%. Wow, he's played 2 seasons. He's almost played Origin. He's come up with the match-winning play in a grand final and a few other final series games. People are sleeping on Stephen Crichton, I'm telling you right now. Let's go to number 41. It is Big Tino from the Gold Coast Titans. Supercoach average 56. We thought it was going to be higher. A little bit disappointing. He was ranked 31 last year in buzzers. He's now 41, dropped 10 spots. Buzz says the only time to finish in the top 2 for run meters and tackles. Also had the most post-contact meters for the Gold Coast in 2021. I think this is about right. This is where I would have Tino. He came from the Melbourne Storm, where the best hooker ever was throwing him absolute seeds to put him over for meaties left, right, and centre. This is about where I thought Tino was going to be. When you consider the best players in the game, a lot of them are going to be halves, 5'8", hookers, fullbacks. For a forward like him to be in the top 40, I think that's a really good gig. So I would sort of have agree here with Buzz. Agree 42%, underrated 25%, overrated 33%, Big Tino at 41%. Let's have a look at Nicho Hynes. Comes in at number 40, club Cronulla Sharks. Looks weird. Going to start at the Cronulla Sharks next year, of course. Supercoach average 78.2, insane. New to this list, Buzz says 7 tries, 25 try assists, 15 line breaks. Little wonder Sharks fans are excited about his arrival. Based on what we've seen, it's hard to leave Nicho Hynes out of the top 40 or so. It is a small sample size. That's all you have to go off, though. I'll be very interested to see where he is listed next year. It'll be interesting to see the effect that the Melbourne system has on him. I don't know. Do you agree here? I don't really know where to go. I'm going to go agree and just see what you guys think. Agree 38%, underrated 44%, overrated 18%. So people still reckon Nicho is underrated. I'll tell you what, he's going to be one of the more interesting case studies heading into next season when he leaves the Melbourne Storm, arrives in a new system. Very keen to see how Nicho goes next year. Hopefully he's a success. Number 39, Jake Trbojevic, dropped down from 30. Supercoach average 56. Been a little bit disappointing as far as Supercoach goes the last few seasons. Buzz says, 7th straight season running over 1,600 metres and 6th straight season averaging over 34 tackles. Turns up every single week. That last sentence epitomises who Jake Trbojevic is. I would have agree, to be honest with you. I think that he's a fantastic lock forward, but I think he probably hasn't had the same punch he's had the last few years, to be honest with you. I think it's starting to take a toll on his body. Also, I think his ball playing has slowed down a touch as well, but this guy is playing every single week. He's playing 3 origins. He is doing so much. His body must be in agony. So I'd sort of agree with 39. I think some people will say he's underrated, though. Agree 39%, underrated 29%, overrated 32%. One of the more even guys you could imagine. Obviously, the most even you get would be 33, 33, 33. He's gone 39, 29, 32. So really interesting guy, Jake Trbojevic. Number 38, I'm glad to see him here. Campbell Graham. He was at 46 last year. He's coming to 38. We said last year that we think he's ready to play Origin. Was in the squad this year. Didn't get to make his debut, but he will over the next few years. Buzz says, averaged over 100 metres for a 4th successive season. Had 9 tries and a career best 369 tackles. Weird stat to put in. As tough and strong as any centre, no doubt about it. Love his body shape. Love everything about Campbell Graham, a local boy as well. I really do think he's got a massive career in our game. I think this is about fair for Campbell Graham. I think he's one of the best centres in our game. Really underrated. I think next year, you'll probably see him move to left centre for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. That'll be their strong edge. And I guarantee you, he climbs from 38 up to about 30 or so. I think he'll just keep climbing over the next few years. I would agree with this. I really like him, but this is where I would have him. Agree 35%, underrated 18%, overrated 47%. Guarantee you that will flip in the next 12 months. People will start to really rate Campbell Graham once he gets on that strong edge. 37, wow, Reece Walsh. Coming from the Stars. Reece Walsh he was obviously new. He wasn't in the NRL last year, let alone in Buzz's top 50. Buzz says, a phenomenal teenage talent who led the Warriors in tries and had the second most try assist after a mid-season switch from the Broncos. Crazy that he led the Warriors in tries and second in try assist when he arrived halfway through the year and made his first grade debut insane to think about, and he played off the bench for a couple of weeks as well. So I'd probably agree with him here. Really excited to see where Reece Walsh goes. We tipped him off to you guys on the podcast. If you were listening from the start of the year, you would have known about Reece Walsh very early there. We got him in our Supercoach team. I hope a number of you guys did as well. He did extremely well with a 63-point average. I would agree with this, 37. Agree, 32%. Underrated, 11%. Overrated, 57. Wow, overrated. That's... yeah, wow. People see it very differently to me sometimes, obviously. Number 36, another newcomer. Jeez, how many new guys are in this top 50? How exciting. Josh Schuster coming in at number 36 from the Manly Seagulls. Supercoach average 60.9. Rank change, he is new. Buzz says, 7 try assists last season, the most by any starting forward. Had another 2 when deputising in the halves. I love the way that Josh Schuster plays his football. He's one of my favourite guys to watch. I think he will be a 5'8 moving forward. This guy was our tip to be the rookie of the year. So to be honest with you, this doesn't surprise us in the slightest. I probably thought he would finish a little bit higher than 36. That's how much I held him in high regard. I still think he's underrated. I got to tell you, I really do. A lot of people telling me he'll always be a back rower. I think he's got 5'8 or 13 written all over him. So I would say underrated. But based on how he performed this year, we're really only scratching the surface. So probably agree with where he is there. Agree, 33%. Overrated, 49%. Wow. Jeez, we hate young guys that are successful, don't we? Crazy. Number 35, Junior Paulo from the Parramatta Eels. Supercoach average 55.6. Rank change new, wasn't in it last year, which surprises me. Fifth season and third straight of 2,500 plus run meters. A regular New South Wales State of Origin team playing in all 3 games. I would agree on this. I think Junior Paulo is fantastic. I think that some people might say he's underrated, which I think is also fair, but I would have him sitting around the 35 mark, as would most of you. Agree, got 51%. Next time was overrated at 29%. The next man, 34, Angus Crichton, down from number 28 with a Supercoach average of 74.5. Really weird season for Angus Crichton. When he was on the field, he was sensational. Missed a bit of footy here and there. I think over the next few years, he's going to absolutely dominate in the second row. I think he will be the best back rower in the game, and I think he will be the most consistent.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You can tell me Dave Fifita, Viliami Kikau on their day are better, but you will get an Angus Crichton performance 8 out of 10 every single week without a doubt. Occasionally he'll throw in a 10 out of 10 too. So huge fan of Angus Crichton at a sensational club. Gets Luke Keary back next year. He's going to be dangerous as all hell. I wouldn't be surprised if he's in the top 20 next year. I think he's underrated at 34. Agree, 44%. Overrated, 26%. Underrated, 27%. For me, I think he should be higher than that. 33, Katoni Staggs. Wow. He was 36 last year. He went to 33 and he only played 4 games this year. It's crazy. Horrid run with injuries has limited him to just 18 games over the past 2 seasons, but has 13 tries, 16 line breaks, and 67 tackle busts. A great player. No doubt about it. I think he's a sensational player, but how on earth you go up 3 spots when you play 4 games of football? One of them he only played 60 minutes. The next one he was injured for the back end of it. Very strange to me. I would probably have Katoni Staggs around here, I guess, but God, it's hard to put him in front of guys who played the whole season and played consistently the whole season. You know what I mean? So I don't know where you sit here. Overrated, got 54%. Agree, 34%. Bit of a weird one for him to put in. Interesting to see. I haven't seen a Luke Keary yet. Obviously played hardly any football this year. So I don't know. We'll see how this one plays out. Number 32, Clint Gutherson from the Parramatta Eels. Last year, he was ranked 12, so he went down 20 spots. This is what we were sort of worried about with Gutho. Led by example, a career best 13 tries and equaled his most try assists with 19 as he averaged 140 run meters for a third straight season. No doubt you cannot question Gutho's effort in any way, shape or form. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of fullbacks in front of him. Interested to see how many fullbacks are in front of him on Buzz's thing. This has sort of been my argument that he's not in the top 5 or 6, but we'll see how it plays out. 32. Oh, I think he should be a little bit higher than 32. I'd probably have him around the 25 sort of mark, 26, 27 around that mark, but I can't really argue with what Gus said here. I think a lot of people say he's probably underrated. Wow. 46% said overrated. So 46% of you think that Gutho should be further down the list. 37% agree. Only 17% said underrated. I've misread that from the vast majority of people. Very interesting. 31 comes our boy, Victor Radley. He's gone actually up from 41. Interesting how many guys have improved in Buzz Rothfield's rankings when they played less games this year and had less impact. Buzz says, developing into a dangerous ball player. That's unreal, Buzz. Developing into a dangerous ball-playing forward with 8 secondary try assists this year in just 16 games, his most in a season. Brutal defender. I don't know where Buzz has been for the last 5 years watching Radley. Obviously, doesn't listen to me much, but Radley, 31. I think this is about fair. I think that Cam Murray and Isaiah Yeo have probably jumped him at the moment. I think Radley definitely has the potential to get back in front of those guys as far as 13s go, as much as I love him. I think I'd have to agree with this one here. Agree 38%, underrated 24%, overrated 38%. So overrated and agree equal on 38%. Interesting there. Comes down to how many games you played this year, I think. We've got about 5 or 6 more to go before we'll jump into the top 25 later today. Josh Papali coming in at number 30 from the Canberra Raiders. Supercoach average 59.5. Wow, last year he was number 4. He's dropped all the way down to 30. Granted, being a front row forward in a team not going overly well after, you know, Origin and everything, really tough conditions for Josh Papali. His body has been battered and bruised. I think it's easier to stay at the top when you're a halfback, 5'8", fullback than it is as a front row. Really tough gig, especially when the game got faster than it ever has been. Josh Papali's more of sort of an old school back row. He's also getting older as well. Probably not his best year, but consistency is remarkable. He has run for over 2,000 metres in 7 straight seasons. Unbelievable footballer, Josh Papali, no doubt about it. Doesn't surprise me that he has slid a little bit there. Would say agree with about 30, probably not his best season, as we said. Agree 45%, overrated 38%. Yeah, hard one, Josh Papali. It's hard being a front rower. The next guy, number 29, another front rower, Daniel Saifiti. He's new to the list as well. Didn't get a bait last year. I think he's been unreal for the Newcastle Knights. Supercoach average 58.7. It's champion stuff. Buzz says, outstanding during State of Origin and captained the Knights in 17 of 20 games this season while averaging a career-high 139 run metres per game. Pretty impressive numbers there. Played Origin, captained the Knights in 17 of 20 games. Very impressive. Look, I would say agree here for Daniel Saifiti. It's always hard when you get into front rowers, and I think we're going to see a little rush of front rowers. I can already see the next name. So this is sort of where you sit them. They don't hold as much. What they do doesn't equate to the result as much as halfbacks, 5'8", this sort of stuff. And I know I worded that terribly, but I think you know what I'm trying to say. Daniel Saifiti, I probably agree with him being about 29. I think a lot of people will say overrated. No, 54% said agree. Last year, everyone was saying Saifiti was overrated. So good to see people coming around to him. Number 28, the veteran Jared Waria-Hargreaves from the Sydney Roosters. Was at 42 last year, came up to 28. Personally, I think they were looking to use Waria-Hargreaves a little bit less this year. Lindsay Collins got injured. Takiaho was plagued all year. Radley missed a lot of football. Waria-Hargreaves had to step up unbelievably. I thought he did a great job this year. Played his most minutes, ran his most meters, and made his most tackles since 2017 in the absence of Lindsay Collins and other key forwards. Took the words right out of your mouth there, Buzz. I agree with Waria-Hargreaves here. I know a lot of people don't like him as a person or whatever, but I think he's a great leader and a great footballer. 43% agree, overrated 40%. No huge shock there. I think when you look at that Roosters forward pack they were running around with all year, and Waria-Hargreaves, he was the consistent guy in that team, playing huge minutes, injured most of the time. Number 27, Jai Arrow, another middle forward here. Played 13 games from the bench, but added so much to South's pack. Ran over 2,400 metres, made over 530 tackles. He was sensational this year, Jai Arrow. We thought he would drop off a little bit. Supercoach average was 52, a little bit disappointing, all things considered, but he played off the bench. This was one of the worries we did have with Jai Arrow in the preseason. Supercoach wise, I think I probably got it right. I thought he was a bit of a trap, but NRL wise, he was much better than I anticipated he would be. So a really good season for Jai Arrow under Wayne Bennett. Wayne is now gone now. Very interesting to see how Jai goes without Wayne Bennett. We know that he is the forwards whisperer. One guy I'm really interested in. Look, I would probably agree here, agree or overrated one of those two, just because he came off the bench and stuff, but that's the modern game, realistically. Agree 27%, overrated 66%. That is a high rank for overrated. Number 26, wow, David Fifita. Last year, he was 18 from the Gold Coast Titans, moved to the Titans this year. Buzz says, broke the most tackles of any player in 2021. His 17 tries and 22 line breaks are almost unheard of for a forward. 100%. And I think that people are starting to understand sort of what I was worried about, that Fifita has these incredible highlights, but he can go missing when you need him the most. This year was definitely an improvement. I thought his base stats really lifted. He was great. Supercoach average of 85 is fucked, but he did score 17 tries for a forward. That's insane. Yeah, just crazy. I think 26 is probably fair. For the high-end ability he has, how he can break a game open at any moment, he's not as consistent as what we would like. But I don't really have a problem with David Fifita being the 26th best player in rugby league. You might say he should be lower, but I really don't hate this one, to be honest with you. It'll be agree or overrated for people. I'm going to go agree. Overrated, 59%. Agree, 28%. Interesting there. Number 25, and the last one for today before we move into the top 25, Adam Reynolds, the South Sydney Rabbitohs captain, heading to the Brisbane Broncos. Supercoach average 58.1. He was 44 last year, went up to 25. Buzz says, leave South as their all-time point scorer. Scored 260 points last season, second most in South's history to Eric Sims in 1969. I love Adam Reynolds. I would probably say he's underrated, to be honest with you. I always say there's not many halfbacks in rugby league that you genuinely want wearing the 7 in your team. Adam Reynolds is definitely one of them. Nathan Cleary, he won a Clive Churchill medal because he essentially kicked South Sydney out of the grand final. Adam, I would give Nathan Cleary's kicking game a 9.5, but I'll tell you what, rewatch that game. I would also give Adam Reynolds' kicking game about a 9. I thought he was sensational as well. He was great. His team was just on the back foot all night. The refereeing probably didn't suit South Sydney, but Penrith took advantage of it a lot faster than what South Sydney did. So a tough night for Adam Reynolds. Obviously, he missed the goal from the sideline, then missed a goal from 40 metres out, which, you know, for any other player, you're like, oh, well, they were hard kicks. But this is how good Adam Reynolds is, that you sort of expect him to land one of those two kicks. Champion player, I think he's going to be sensational for the Brisbane Broncos. Sad to see him leave South Sydney. I would have loved to have seen him in red and green for his entire career. I think he's a little bit underrated, to be honest with you. I'm going to go underrated here, but I don't think 25's a terrible call. Agree, 48%. Underrated, 42%. Overrated, 10%. It's probably the lowest we've seen for overrated. Underrated, 42%. Agree, 48%. Pretty fair shout there. They are the first 25 players in Buzz Rothfield's top 50 for season 2021. We'll be doing the rest of the 25 guys coming later this afternoon. Just a reminder, we have got tomorrow our interview with Jackson Hastings. It's going to be an absolute cracker. And then he's going to come back on later during the week or early next week. We'll work that out and do his dream team as well, which is a really good chat. One for the rugby league nerds. He's a closet nerd of the game like I am, so it's a sensational chat. You will really enjoy that one.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.